MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Representatives of area fire departments and forestry divisions convened on March 6th for a wildland fire forum designed to educate the public on effective strategies for preventing wildfires. With state officials predicting a more active than normal fire season, participants discussed comprehensive approaches adopted by local and state authorities to manage potential wildfire scenarios and discussed precautions residents can take to prevent the ignition and spread of wildfires. A particularly effective strategy is the ongoing thinning of vegetation on private property. Densely clustered vegetation and insufficient spacing between trees exacerbated the intensity of the burns observed in various locations during the South Fork and Salt fires. Fire officials also recommend that residents establish a defensible space around their property. That's a buffer zone of approximately 5 feet, devoid of combustible items such as firewood, landscaping debris, and other flammable materials. And Senate Bill 70 that would add several crimes to the state's racketeering law unanimously passed out of its first committee in the New Mexico House. Those offenses added include criminal sexual exploitation of a child, criminal sexual penetration, criminal sexual contact, dogfighting, human trafficking, and bringing contraband into places of imprisonment. Last week, the measure cleared the New Mexico Senate on a 64-0 vote. The bill will next go before the House Judiciary Committee. And PNM is planning to keep a close eye on windy conditions Thursday and Friday. The electric utility said the expected 60 to 75 mile an hour wind gust could cause power outages from broken tree limbs or other damage. PNM and Xcel Energy may even consider power shutoffs for some New Mexico customers where the winds are expected to be particularly high. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.